Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
203 on the fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here till 6 o'clock. J.J. John Jastrzemski, his Odds On Sports Show, will come your way. The budding superstar, Tommy Lugauer. He is in Manhattan. Ernie Acosta is somewhere in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro, how are you?
Well, how am I? Blue and orange smoke has come out from Citi Field. It has come out over the chop shops in Queens. It has flown over that beautiful ballpark, that pearl that we have in Queens, and it is official. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Repeat after me. It
okay.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what his honor, the comrade de Blasio, does?
Bingo. It doesn't matter okay. What an irrelevant mayor tries to do. As we sit here right now on October 30th, 2020, you and I and many people listening, I'm getting emotional. We root for a baseball team that is not, I repeat, not owned by the Wilpons.
Wow.
We root for a baseball team owned by the richest man in baseball. Stevie Cohen has arrived. He's been approved. It's a done deal. He's taking the keys. He's going into his office. And it doesn't matter, to quote a great professional wrestler, what the mayor tries or doesn't try to do. Joe, we have a new owner. How sweet it is.
Thank God. Thank God. You know, I didn't realize this either. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I guess the free agent signing period is started. I don't think there's any moratorium right now. I think you can sign anybody now.
No, you can talk to your own free agents now.
You sure there's no 10-day that they waived that this year?
No, there's still a moratorium. Like,
okay.
You can't negotiate with another free agent, but very soon you can. And there are players flying off and becoming available because we are living in an economic crisis, not just in this country, but in Major League Baseball. So the Tampa Bay Rays announced, Joe, that Charlie Morton, I know you're familiar with him, they're not exercising his option.
No, there you go. That's a good. He's up there, though. He's not a kid.
He's not a kid.
One-year deal. I'm good for Charlie Morton.
We mentioned Brad Hand, the tremendous reliever of the Cleveland Indians.
Right,
they're getting
very
cheap in Cleveland. Okay, that's their problem. That's the Rays' problem. That's the Rockies' problem. That's the Indians' problem. Because, Joe, we have an owner who's got a ton of money, and I just have a feeling he can't wait to spend it.
Well,
I mean, what planet are we living on?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I'm not going to be here when he hits that first big free agent signing, but I'll certainly be excited about it wherever I may be. I can tell you that. I will be pumped up.
Do you want to wax a little poetic about the Wilpons? You want to talk about your favorite Wilpon moment?
I got nothing to say. I have nothing to wax.
No, I know.
It's like the candle wax that has now burned out. You know? How's that?
No, I know. I was thinking, as because this is one of the perks that you have of not, you know, being on Twitter and being in that universe. For the last hour and a half, I've been refreshing Twitter like most other Met fans because we wanted to wait for this approval. We wanted to see it officially official. Like, just because we've heard that it was going to happen,
right,
didn't mean it was going to happen.
Right.
And so I'm just sitting there refreshing Twitter. When's it going to be official? And I do want to congratulate our colleague. John Heyman had it first. He had it before anyone else. And that's a good job out of him.
Well,
that MLB approval.
Good to see. Good to see Heyman's doing his job.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Exactly. Good to see you doing your actual job,
there
John.
There you go, John.
But as I was refreshing, I was thinking about all the things that ticked me off over the last, really, 20 years. Because prior to Doubleday selling, it was kind of different. You know, this era of Met baseball, to me, is more defined by Jeff Wilpon than it is the Wilpons, you know? Because before that, it was the Fred and Nelson Doubleday combo. And I'm not telling you they were the best owners in the world. They weren't. But as we witnessed in time, there were moments where they got aggressive. Mike Piazza, which Nelson Doubleday was a big part of, making happen.
Well, it was all Nelson Doubleday, really. I mean, I'm sure if the Wilpons were sole owners then, Piazza would have never been a Met.
Probably not. Probably not. And I was thinking about the last 15 years. It's not as if the Mets have been awful. They haven't. But it feels like it could have been much more. And I know a line you used to say, and a lot of Met fans would say, is that they just don't go the extra mile. That was always
the
critique.
And they don't. They never did the Wilpons. Very rarely, let's say, put it this way, very rarely did they.
There were moments in time in which they would spend like a big market team, but they would be fleeting moments. They wouldn't last. You know, they'd be there and be like, oh, great. They went out and signed Beltran and Pedro, like we remember, before the 2005 season. But they were fleeting moments. More than anything, it was always filled with excuses. It was always filled with, well, Vladimir Guerrero's got a bad back.
Right,
you know?
Right. A-Rod wants a small apartment somewhere in Shea Stadium.
Yes.
He wants a billboard.
You know, it's funny, because I know A-Rod became a villain in all this, especially in my eyes.
Right, right.
As I was reflecting over the last hour, that is actually the event that I think affected me the most as a Met fan in this Wilpon era. Their refusal to go that extra mile and sign a superstar baseball player that grew up as a Met fan and wanted to be here in Alex Rodriguez.
Yep. No doubt about it. No doubt. One of the biggest mistakes, if not the biggest mistake, the Wilpons made right there.
No question.
Not signing A-Rod.
And there were many. I mean, obviously, after the Madoff scandal, it was a small market team, you know. And when they won the National League pennant in 2015, it was a great accomplishment. But they did it despite their owners. That's how they did it. They did it despite their owners. And for so long, you and I and every Met fan, we've had to have a mentality, a loser mentality. A mentality of, let's not talk about the big-time free agents because that's not realistic. Why waste our time? Why talk about big-time free agents? That's for Yankee fans to discuss. If you want to talk about CC Sabathia as a free agent back a decade and a half ago, we don't talk about that. We talk about that for the Yankees. We don't talk about that for the Mets. That era's over. And that's not a like fighting words towards the Yankee fans. It means we're in the same boat now. Like, we could actually both discuss the same free agents because Stevie Cohen is here to spend and he's here to win. And it adds on the fact that he is an actual Met fan, because that's another thing I remembered back. And Giannotti will remember this, and you were there too. We got a tour of Citi Field when it was being constructed.
Yeah, I remember that. By Jeff Wilpon, I think, wasn't it?
By Jeff Wilpon.
Right, right.
And look, he was very nice. It was a nice tour. It was great to see. But the one thing that was noticeable then was how much they wanted to get away from being the Mets.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right.
And they took
a lot of heat for it, that's for sure. We certainly got all over them about that.
Absolutely. When that ballpark was first built, you didn't even realize the Mets played there if you weren't told the Mets play there. And they corrected it. I mean, because they took a lot of heat.
Right.
You screaming about it, me screaming about it.
That's why.
Everybody screaming about it. And eventually they made it right. They had a beautiful Mets Hall of Fame they've done a great job with. But sometimes that first impression will leave its mark. And the first impression of Citi Field is that the owners hated the Mets. Literally. The owners of the Mets were ashamed of the New York Mets. And that's a tough one to get past. This owner is not ashamed of the New York Mets. This owner is a Met fan. This owner is you. This owner is me. Now look, it's going to be put up or shut up time. I'll be the first one to tell you. But I go into this ownership, to this new era of Met baseball, with huge expectations, because we got a billionaire and we got a guy who actually loves this franchise. And that is a change. That is a major change from what we've witnessed over the last two decades.
Hey, look, you know, I think the Wilpons always wish they were owning the Brooklyn Dodgers. I think that's really what they, you know, obviously we know Fred grew up rooting for them, and he was, you know, in the school, went to high school with Sandy Koufax. We all know all that. So, look, you got to be excited. You're a Met fan today. You got to be thrilled about Cohen. Hopefully De Blasio just does, you know, it's hard for me to say he would ever do the right thing, but does the right thing here, and this is over and done, and we move on, and we let's go. Let's fast forward to free agency, and let's get it done.
Yeah, look, the way I look at this mayor and city situation is, following everything over the last few hours, his name has barely been mentioned. And so I am under the impression that Steve Cohen owns the New York Mets. I think Steve Cohen is under the impression he owns the New York Mets. And if the mayor of this city is going to try to change that, there'll be a fight, and he will lose. So
He will alienate a large amount. I mean, first of all, alienate every Met fan there is. Let's start with that.
He already has.
Right. He's already done that. You know how ticked off I am just the fact that his name is involved in this at all.
No, I agree. But I don't think he's relevant. I got to tell you, I don't think this city, and I think Steve Cohen knows this, I don't think they have the ability to stop it. It's happening. He's the owner. Sandy's going to take over. And now, for us, it's the fun stuff. It's the toy store. It's, all right, Sandy's running the team. Is Brody sticking around? I can't imagine he's sticking around, Joe.
No.
I think that Sandy Alderson
I may be seeing Brody down on the golf course down in Florida.
You may.
Hey, I'll buy him a round. Let's go. Let's play. A round of golf on me, Brody. Let's go.
And you could give him a – you say, you know what, Brody? I like J.D. Davis. Good job out of you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was about it, Brody.
That was it. Well, it stops there. But, yes, right, thank you for J.D. Davis.
Right.
But then the fun stuff of actually spending like a big
market
team.
He brought up Alonzo ahead of what we thought. We'll give him
that's
that.
That's true. Though. Well, you know what, though? That was easy to do now because the Wilpons knew they were gone.
Yeah, well, that's true. You're right. That's fair. Right.
Looking back on that, they were like, yeah, sure. We don't have to pay him when he eventually gets paid.
Can't you see that foursome right now? Me, Terry, Van Wagenen, and Gaze. All on the My wife's behind me here laughing when I say that.
That'd be
interesting, huh?
And yeah, I can just see you saying to both of them, you know what, guys? I like you now that you're not ruining my teams.
Thank God you're gone. Hey, Adam, what quarterback are you going to whisper to now?
Well, you'll appreciate this. I was thinking, in the last few years, I have now witnessed as a sports fan for the good. And so far, it's been for the good. The New York Islanders got sold for the good.
Yeah, no question.
For the real good.
Yep.
The Brooklyn Nets was sold for the good, I think. I mean, Prokhorov was...
Well,
you know,
I mean, you're on the right track here. I mean, let's be honest.
We're on the right track, yes. And we assembled quite a coaching staff, which we'll get to later.
I saw that, D'Antoni.
Yeah.
Love those new jerseys, too. Those new old... We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's funny. I like Mike D'Antoni a lot more as an assistant head coach than I do as a head coach.
There you go.
And so I've seen the Nets be sold. Now I've seen the Mets be sold, which means...
Can the Jets be far away? We know it's never happening with the Knicks. We know that's not happening. So you don't even think of it. But as far as the Jets are concerned, please.
You're next, Christopher and Woody.
Please.
I got three down, one to go for my fandom. And you obviously are not going to experience that with the Knicks and Rangers, as you said. That's just never going to happen.
Or the
probably.
Jets. I mean, unfortunately, that's not happening anytime
soon. Yeah. Well, if we're lucky enough, and you never know, Joe, if we are lucky enough to talk to our Lord and Savior, Mr. Stevie Cohen, I am sure at some point you will ask him, so, Stevie, do you have a few extra $1 billion lying around to purchase the Jets?
I don't know if I'm going to get that opportunity, because unless he's calling in today or sometime next week, but... you know, you can ask that question for me.
I promise you, Joe. I'm sure you will, bro.
You know what I mean?
I certainly promise you. So, a good day for Met fans. Forget about the mayor. Forget about politics.
There you go.
It's happening.
And can I say one thing? Forget about the Wilpons.
And forget about the Wilpons.
That ship has sailed. That relationship is now ended.
Wait a second. I think we have a developing story.
Uh-oh.
All right. The spokesman for Mayor de Blasio has tweeted. His name is Bill Neidhart. All right?
Okay, there you go.
He has tweeted a picture. All right? It is a picture of a Met jersey, and it says de Blasio on the back.
Oh, God.
What does it mean, Joe?
Oh, God.
Does it mean anything?
Does that mean de Blasio is now stepping down as mayor, and he's going to be a relief pitcher for the Mets?
Third is base that, coach?
Is that what he's going to do?
Assistant GM for Sandy?
Oh, my God. I know what it is. I wouldn't want him anywhere near anything with the Mets.
No, you know what that means. It's done. I don't think that Bill Neidhart, the spokesman for the mayor, is not playing a game with us. I don't think he's mocking us.
I would hope not.
I think he's clarifying the truth, which is that this mayor, got a little bit of attention. A lot of bad attention. And now he can go away to being the irrelevant, horrible mayor he is. And the New York Mets can be owned by Stevie Cohen.
Amen.
We'll get to your calls next, 877-337-6666. Carl will join us next week. Carl Banks on the Giants. They play a Monday night game, so we'll check in with P-Dot today.
Yep.
We'll talk to Ian Rappaport about everything going on in the NFL. We had an interesting Thursday night game last night, a game I very much enjoyed. I don't know how you felt, but I was...
Well, Atlanta's now got two more wins than the Jets do.
Bingo.
That's a good thing.
That was on my mind.
Atlanta's going to win some games. They're not going to be a two-win team. I mean, they're going to win some games.
Joe, if they were not a complete incompetent buffoon of a team, they'd be in the race.
They should have 5 wins by now.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
2-6. At minimum, they should be 4-4. At minimum.
Yep.
So we'll talk to Rap later on. We'll make our picks in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll come back and talk to you, 877-337-6666. But Ingo and Roberts here. Hold on one second. Okay, we do. Let's make this official, all right? The mayor of New York City has indeed tweeted this. The New York City Law Department has completed its legal review of the proposed sale of the Mets. New York City has no objection, and the Mets can now proceed with the transaction. So, it is official. You had nothing to worry about. His attention, but it is over. He did it all for this, so he could tweet this. That's what he did,
I'm sure he did.
So he can be treated like a hero.
He needs some people in the city to have something good to say about him. You know what I mean? Oh, okay, he did this. Thank God.
Right. It's not working, but it was a nice try.
Right.
So it's happened.
There you go.
The Mets are owned by somebody, not the Wilpons.
There you go.
Stevie Cohen, welcome.
Please, Stevie, be great. Please.
Be great, baby.
Don't let us down, you know?
Don't
let us down.
He won't let us down, man. And if he does, he'll hear from us. And you too. It doesn't matter where you are. I'm sure you'll let it be known.
I'll send those vibes out there, man. I'll tell you that. Don't worry.
We'll come
back.
I'll
give you a phone call at some point, and you can send it out there for me.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.